Welcome to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast with the Traders.
G'day with the Traders, I'm Rory, Coach Destroyer, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvinator and Warn Dog.
Yes.
I'm going to lay a couple of rules down for this
What?
Obviously, we're talking...
You're already making it go too long
already. We're talking Essendon.
We are.
I just want relevant names, not the whole bloody list of players.
You guys shot me down last year.
Over the top excitement.
Yep.
Shot me down last year talking about Devon Smith. Roy?
I was one of his biggest advocates. All preseason. Thank you.
We actually had a producer of this show. We'll throw in there the things that you would have said about him. Anyway, let's get into the Bombers. Probably the biggest name that people are excited about this preseason is Zach Merritt.
Guilty, now, yep.
736K you'll pay for him, and I guess the positive about that is because he's priced as low as he has been for, more than 3 years or whatever it has been, but he's priced at 101.45, because that's what he averaged from his 22 games, after 2 years of back-to-back 117-plus, where he... was even sniffing around to try to get a little bit of a snout going on.
He was in calculations.
Yes. And so I guess the big reason why he averaged that was because he was KO'd in that first game on 23 where he was asleep in the middle of Etihad Stadium,
boys. I'm familiar with the game.
Yes. And then the couple of games after that, you could tell he was still struggling, even copping tags and that sort of stuff, 78 and 60. The key to all of this is that a lot of people picked him up at bargain basement prices as he dropped a fair bit. After round 10, he averaged 114. And that's not just in the last few games or something.
No.
That's more than half a season.
100%.
So that's what he did. So he played every game of the year despite that concussion and that knocked out thing. So he's shown a big ceiling in the last few years, but didn't really show it so much this year. And I don't know if that's just a little bit of a factor of... you know, just the season he had. He had some tags.
He was still copping tags,
though.
So, yeah, even when he was scoring well in the second half of the year, it sort of stops those really big ones if you're on.
But he probably worked through them a lot more as the season went on. So I don't think that's as big a factor as what a lot of people worried about, especially when he is priced at what he is at the moment.
No, he's one of the easiest
picks
this year.
He mightn't be 117, but he's 110.
Oh, easy.
So you're getting plenty of value. People are real keen on him because of Dylan Shiel coming along that will probably attract the attention first.
Well, even in the star-studded lineup that the GWS midfield has been, he's always been the one they go to.
Definitely.
So he's going to help Essendon a lot, Dylan Shiel, and he'll help Zach Merritt. Now, we'll talk about Dylan Shiel. He's priced at 89. He's been pretty much a 90-plus type guy for his last 5 years of career. Only his best season, 98, so he's not really that huge fantasy scorer.
No, he's not an option.
Pumps out some nice scores, but, I think... but. Then again, look what Devon did when he went from GWS to Essendon. He took that game to another level.
She was not doing that.
But just at a better team.
She was given every opportunity at GWS to score. Yeah. Smith wasn't.
Right. Now, Devon Smith, Roy, you love him.
Yep, number one.
Now, he actually is the number one forward based on averages from last year because he went at 106.6.
Wow.
He retained his mid-forward status, which was a very handy, some might even say lucky, but $774,000 were paying for him. His previous best average was 94, so he's actually boosted that by more than 12 points, but he actually took that up from about an 80 that he came into the Bombers with an average there, mainly because of his tackles. 8.5 tackles he averaged for the season.
Very impressive.
He obviously broke, I think everyone was talking about it at the time, like he broke the record for most tackles in a season and all that sort of thing. So did that with his 22 touches.
Will he lose that hunger or will he get a bit Hollywood?
I don't know.
On the gun now.
What does he do? What does he do this year?
I don't know.
I'm off him.
Why?
I'm Roy of 2018.
So Roy's now jumped on board.
Yeah. So I've jumped off.
What does he average, Roy?
Mate.
What does he average for you?
Oh, he averages 103.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're paying overs.
But still number one forward.
Actually, no. He finished the year.
Yes. This
like
is the stuff.
Ridiculous steam train. Like big ones.
Yep.
Really big ones.
It was good.
No, he's number one forward this year.
So he goes more than Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Yep.
Correct.
Really?
No.
Roy. You said
Danger
that with a smirk. People can't see your smirk.
No, he will, though.
Do you want to hear what he did in the last few rounds? I'll go backwards like you like to do.
About.
Go.
142, 115, 125, 97, 95, 121, 122, 150. Do you want me to keep going?
I didn't see Danger doing that.
You know I'm not a big Danger fan either.
No.
You just don't like good players, Cal.
No. Right, who else you got?
All right, let's go. A couple more bombers that we can talk about. Heppel in the midfield. Well, he was 107 back in 2014. We won't talk about what happened that year, but he's a long way from that.
Yes.
101.6
that year.
He's priced at. So,
Joe.
Okay. Michael Hurley, Roy. Let's talk about Michael Hurley for you.
Oh, no.
Why not? This is what happened to your season. This cost you the top 1,000.
Cost me a
hat, Roy.
The world. Yeah.
Yep.
Which he's priced at 84. Hat, yes. He averaged 94 the year before. So he's down 10 points on what he did season. Now, he took 52 of the 240 kick-ins for the Bombers. Now, that's behind Brendan Goddard, who obviously isn't there anymore, and McKenna, who I think they'll probably use a bit. Now, the Bombers played on 40% as a team, one of the higher ones in the competition. So those kicks are probably already included in there a bit that they might benefit from. So, but Hurley was the man that was used as the link-up, took the most marks for the Bombers out of fullback. So it's an interesting one. Do you find him any value 10 points under, Roy?
No.
Is he on your never again list?
100%, he's captain of it.
Right, so Michael Hurley, interesting for draft. What can he do? Can he get to 90?
Yeah, he can.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
So adjust your ranks there, because 84 is probably a little unders, I would say.
Yeah.
Another bloke that had a bit of a breakout last year, Kyle Langford.
Oh, stop.
What?
What? Why are we talking about Kyle Langford?
Well, he had a bit of a breakout, went to 80.
All right,
from in the 60s. Calvin, we've got to look for breakout players. He had 4 tons after the break.
He's already broken.
Okay. Darcy Parrish, he could be the one that actually does break out. He's gone 74, 78, 75 in his 3 years in the system. Mm. He's still got forward status, mid-forward. He's the sort of one in draft.
Yeah.
You
chuck him on the pine.
Well, that was supposed to happen last year with him.
Yes, it was.
Maybe that's just
will him. It?
More midfield time.
Yeah.
What about Andrew McGrath? We thought he would have done. Third that's year breakout for him. Well. He's been 70.
That's goes 80 plus? As well.
No. Okay. All right. Boost him in the draft rankings. Now, Aaron Francis, a lot of people are excited about him.
Excited about Aaron Francis?
Bombers supporters?
He had one good game.
He had 94 against
Adelaide. He had 94. Well done, Aaron. Keep it up.
All right. Joe Danaher.
Okay. Give me something about
Joe. I'll give you
he's
something
someone
about
who I love to draft, but burnt me last year.
Joe Danaher, he only played 7 games this year. A bit of OP issues.
It's horrible when he was
64
playing,
average. That's down from 85.
Yeah, he's a gun.
Like, he's going to be a mid-80s to 90s type player at his best when he's right. There are still some issues with him injury-wise at the minute, though. So that's
going to have to stay away.
Enough to say don't touch him. Now, the Rucks is going to be interesting. Bell Chambers, the number one man. McKernan's only forward, but they've picked up Zach Clark by the SSP stuff that you're well across, Calvin.
Way across it.
Now, he's averaged 80 when he was at the Dockers a couple of times and in the 70s. So if he could do that, priced at 270K, if he's playing, and even if he's playing in tandem with Bell Chambers.
It's very cheap.
That's tempting as an R2 if you were going super cheap there.
I saw him play some shockers at the end of his career.
He's had a couple of years to Dockers. Take however, a good hard look at himself.
However, for that price.
Yeah.
That is
you'd a dead have set to consider bargain. It. Yeah, 270K. So that's
if
worth
he's named,
out.
He's in for me at that price.
Bombers are a team that's probably looking like they're at that point of their career, their life cycle. Mm. What they are at the moment is that they think they're in the premiership hunt. So there's probably not going to be a lot of. Well, they are. They'll be top four this year.
You did say that thing, didn't you?
Dylan Clark. He, we liked him last year.
We did.
A lot.
Frustrating.
He's still at 250K.
Played one game, did he?
Yeah, I got
he
him
did
in
play
for
that and averaged in the 40s. Cool. Well, scored in the 40s.
It was handy.
He averaged 108 in the VFL. Averaged 27 disposals, 8 tackles. So that came that he did play for 46. Yeah. He just didn't translate
Dylan
in one game.
Dylan coming in hurts him, doesn't it?
Yeah, you'd say
there's
so.
There's going to be no spot for him.
The only other guys there you might look at is Irving Mosquito, just because the Bombers trumped Hawthorn, if that's what you call it, because Hawthorn had him as one of those academy picks and all that.
Sounds
and
like
they
an
didn't want to
pick.
Do it. So he's mid-forward, 196. He's just an exciting, smaller forward type thing. So
won't
you're probably
much.
Not, averaged only 48 or something like that in the TAC Cup. So nothing there. Sam Draper, if he needs to play, averaged 78 in the VFL as a ruckman, 20-year-old. So basement price, he could be another throwaway R4 if you really really, really needed it. That's probably...
Well, someone's got to go there, dogs. It might as well be someone like that.
All right, a couple of questions here from Twitter. Ben is asking this one about Devon Smith. Will he get enough midfield time with Shiel coming in?
Yeah, he was too good not to.
Agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time in there.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time
there's plenty in there. Plenty of spots.
There is.
Long games are long.
Yeah.
You know?
He'll be right.
Yeah. Jason is asking about Zach Clark. What do you think the Bombers are going to do? Like, is he just insurance backup?
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be very interesting. I'm not sure what.
Because they were pretty happy just to go with Bell Chambers.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing.
And Bell Chambers isn't an option.
No.
Either.
No.
There. Yep. Now, this one here, I haven't really quickly looked at this except from the Wiz. I would love a genuine debate on Zach Merritt.
Right.
It wasn't genuine before, he said.
No.
Will Shiel actually impact his scoring? Might spend more time across half forward as Merritt has shown that he can play that role better than Shiel can and result in less midfield time. Devon Smith and Merritt are better forwards than Shiel, he says.
That's very true.
Mm.
But I don't think you got to put one of your best midfielders forward just for the sake of it. No. I don't think
Zach even plays off the half back, which he did. Like, he gets behind the ball. And I reckon he would have picked up a lot of his possessions.
And he hooks back.
He racks so much
across half-back. Yeah, cheap.
That's where he looks like a snout. He's got a snout.
The only ones, Shiel will affect those rookie kind of players that get the stints in the midfield.
Yeah. There is nothing to worry about with Zach Merritt. He's your first picked.
Wiz, rest easy, mate.
Just pick him, Wiz.
Just pick
him. I know what Wiz is like. He'll start without him.
Yeah, but Wiz is, I reckon, he's trying to throw people off.
Right,
is he?
Yeah.
Good.
That's why he's the Wiz. You've been listening to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. Find us on iTunes and Spotify, Google Podcasts, everywhere. Hit us up on Twitter at AFL Fantasy and you'll be able to see all of our content travelling through afl.com.au/fantasy over this preseason. Next time that we are together, we'll be having a nice little discussion about Roy's favourite team, or second favourite team, third even, Port Adelaide.
You've been listening to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. For more expert advice from the traders, head to afl.com.au/fantasy.